I just want to jump in really quickly to ask a very important favour. We know that most of you who listen to No Bullshit Leadership haven't yet hit the subscribe or follow button on your favourite podcast player. This is how the podcast grows. And even though we've already got a pretty decent global following, we're only scratching the surface of what's possible. We started this podcast over 5 years ago with the lofty ambition of improving the quality of leaders globally. So if you've got any benefit at all from listening to the podcast, I'd ask you to just take a moment, literally a moment, to hit the subscribe or follow button on your favourite player. The world needs more no bullshit leaders, and you can help us to make that happen. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of No Bullshit Leadership. How do you know when the right time is to let someone go? It's a significant decision that you shouldn't make lightly, because you know it's going to have a major impact on their life. The time to make the decision is as soon as you know. We all know the inevitable answer long before we act. Many leaders sit back and just hope that the person will improve. But hope isn't a strategy. And when you're dealing with a historically poor performer, it's rarely the case that they lift to meet the minimum acceptable standard. The most commonly cited regret of great leaders as they reflect on their careers is that they didn't move fast enough to remove the people who they knew couldn't do the job. So here's the rule of thumb. If you move twice as fast as you think you could, that would probably be about half as fast as you actually should. In the meantime, while you're avoiding and procrastinating on that decision, you're sending a few pretty strong messages to your team. Messages like, well, it's okay if you don't perform because there aren't any consequences for that. Messages like, your reward for being a good performer is that you get to do a bunch of extra work to compensate for the weak performers. Messages like, I'm not really serious about the performance standards that I've said I'm going to set. Messages like, you can all choose how you behave and perform because it's entirely up to you and I won't ask any more of you. And messages like, I'd rather be seen as a nice person than a strong leader. What everyone around you sees is a weak leader who's afraid to deal with the obvious problem children in the team. And everyone knows who the weak performers are. To help us cope, we tend to rationalise, so we often make up a cover story. And a common cover story is that we're intentionally building a family culture. Have you ever heard someone say, we're more like a family than a business? That's not a good thing. Families tolerate shit that they simply shouldn't. Uncle Albert's part of your family, so he turns up on Christmas Day, he's three parts drunk by 11 a.m, and he's making inappropriate comments to his young nieces. But what does the family culture demand? Tolerance and acceptance. Oh, don't worry, it's just Uncle Albert, and we can put up with it, it's only once a year. If your culture is like this, and you decide to accept any behaviour or performance that people choose to turn up with, you've got a problem. If you're serious about performance, you need to free up your non-performers so that they can be successful in another organisation, preferably one of your competitors. For more depth on this insight, listen to episode 34 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast, When It's Time for Someone to Go. We'll leave a link in the show notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that extra little spark to be a no bullshit leader.